You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Maria.
With DanielFast.org, and we want to welcome all of you who are joining us on the 21-day nationwide Daniel Fast and Prayer for spiritual breakthroughs and to spark a revival in America to heal our land. Join us Monday through Friday for a new message of encouragement from the Word of God. We will also give you some meal suggestions and pass along some prayer and fasting tips. We welcome your input, prayer requests, and testimonials. We would love to hear from you. Go to the Contact Us page at our website, danielfast.org. My dear friends, today we're going to share a message about forgiving others and letting go, and we pray that this message will be a blessing to you. Our verse for today comes from Matthew 18, 21 and 22. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven."
Sometimes forgiveness can be granted quickly, and then we can move forward. But what do we do when forgiveness is nearly impossible?
Jesus instructs his people to forgive others again and again, just like he does for us. He clearly teaches his disciples in this story that they are to forgive 70 times 7, meaning over and over again. Jesus' forgiveness never runs out, neither should our forgiveness for others. But this does not mean that forgiveness is easy or tidy. It is painful, difficult, and ongoing. If you have been betrayed, abused, or deeply offended, then you have likely been sinned against. Licensed therapist Paula Reinhardt says, "Forgiveness is an event and a process. A big yes, I choose to forgive, followed by many little yeses as the months and years roll by."
Forgiveness is not granted others permission to continue to hurt you. It's not asking for reconciliation where you must be close friends with those who have hurt you. Forgiveness is not saying what your offender has done, it's okay with you or God. But granting forgiveness is saying that the person no longer has control over you and you no longer need to replay their action against you in your mind. You guard your words and thoughts about them.
In the direst of situations, Jesus modeled forgiveness for us on the cross as he was being crucified. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." He commands us to forgive just as we have been forgiven. It is through his work that we are enabled to grant this kind of grace to those who have sinned against us. My dear friends, have you chosen to commit to your first big yes to forgive your abusers and offenders?
Mother Teresa said, "People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway."
In Mark 11:25, it says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for giving us again and again and again. Thank you for Jesus as an example of how to walk in forgiveness of deep pains and betrayals. Help us to grant grace and forgiveness to those who have wounded us, and show us how to walk in forgiveness and also how to set boundaries with those who abuse and hurt us. Set us free through the work of forgiveness. Please help us to release our sorrows, pains, and suffering and restore our spiritual hearts with your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
This is Tim.
This is Maria.
From DanielFast.org. We are glad that you have chosen to join us for this 21-day journey, and we invite you to send us your prayer requests and testimonies, because we want to pray for you and with you to build a community of believers who will share each other's burdens and triumphs. Please join us next time as we talk about prayer and fasting from the Word of God.
Blessings.
power has no end. The things you've done before, in great measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Welcome to Wednesday Live. This is David Francoeur filling in for Jonathan, who is not here. Obviously, I wouldn't be filling in for him, right? And we have with us Karen Hubbard, another staff member, and part of our production team. And we also have on the phone, I'm going to introduce him in just a sec, but I want to prime the pump here for you who are listening, Tim Zimmerman, who's the director of the King's Brass. And we're going to find out more about what that is. They're going to have a local concert. And after that, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Barry and Laura, also Brooke, It's also Brooke with Taken TV, and there's some exciting things that you're doing. So, but without further ado, I would like to introduce you to Tim Zimmerman. Tim, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Greetings from Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida. Now, that's near where you live, isn't it?
It's kind of close to where I live. I actually got to stay home last night, but we're going down to do a recording session down in Naples today.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's, and of course, that's in Florida, not in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, although the King's Brass has traveled all over the place, haven't you?
We have. We have traveled, we did a couple tours over to Korea. We've done a couple cruises down to the Caribbean. We've been to Europe. I grew up in Europe, so we did the 50th anniversary of the mission my parents were with, which was Greater Europe Mission. And we've been down to Central America as well. So we've been a few places with the whole group. With a group of nine, we don't get to do that many international things, but it's always a pleasure when we get a chance.
I agree, and it's also a blessing for those that attend. Before I go any further, Tim, let's tell our listeners, of which we hope most of the 7 million listeners in our listening area are actually tuning in. We don't know. But tell us a little bit about the King's Brass. What got you started, why you got started, and what you do?
Well, this is, we've been going for over 40 years now. It started back in Detroit, back in the late 70s, early 80s. I was teaching middle school trumpet students and couldn't get them to practice. And so I thought if I could get them up in front of people, maybe they would practice more. So I called a couple churches in the Detroit area. I took 14 middle schoolers, and we did two offertories at two different churches, and these kids were like sixth graders. These were beginning students, but it made a hit. People started calling me saying, "Hey, I hear you have a brass group. Can you come to our church and do a concert?" I really didn't have a brass group. We only knew one number. But it got me thinking that, here, I don't even have a brass group, and they're calling. What if I did have a brass group? So I took 7 or 8 of the best of these middle schoolers, some of my college friends in the area. We started King's Brass. We thought it would last for a month. This was over 40 years later. We do about 120 concerts a year. So you never know what happens if you start working with middle schoolers.
That's true. But it sounds like that above all that was the anointing of the Holy Spirit on this group.
There's no accidents in the life of in anybody's life. God kind of takes things that we think are insignificant and makes them a major part of your life. So
amen.
That is obviously true in this one. It wasn't planned. It just kind of has happened over the years, and we've been very blessed.
You have I went on your website, and to be honest, of all the things I wrote down for this interview today, the website was not one of them. So I'd love for our listeners to have the website information that they could go to. You can type in the search engine, Tim Zimmerman and the King's Brass, and you'll get a link to that. But what's that website, Tim?
It's kingsbrass.org. Most spaces, just all lowercase, kingsbrass.org. And you can see the schedule, see where we're playing this upcoming weekend, which is right in the listening area of your station, and hope many of the people come join us.
Oh, I hope so, too. Hope you pack out the place. You know,
that would be wonderful.
Now, this particular concert we're talking about is going to be held at the Hobe Sound Bible College, and that's going to be this coming Saturday, the 22nd, at 7 p.m., and I found out from the college that there's no tickets to buy. It's first come, first served. And so my guess, I'm going to say to our listeners, if you want to go or think you want to go, get there early to get a good seat.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
We have found in Florida, people come earlier to concerts than other places in the United States. They like to have their seats, and they like to come early. How's that?
That makes sense. Also, like myself, a lot of us retirees, we get our afternoon nap, so we're awake by then. You know.
You got to love it. And I want to say, at Hobe Sound Bible College, we do have some of the middle school, high school players that are going to join us for a couple pieces.
Yeah.
We always invite brass players. If the church or the organization that they bring us in has brass players that involve them, have come join us for a concert. So we want to promote brass and instrumental music in the church.
Amen.
Because we feel like it should be a part of the church, and this way we get to meet some of the brass players in the area. And believe it or not, some of the middle school players that have joined us at a concert, eventually become brass players with the King's Brass. In fact, our present tuba player, who is working on his doctor's degree, doctorate in tuba performance, I met him when he was a seventh grader in San Jose, California.
Oh, my goodness.
He played with a brass group out there with us, and I said, you're a good player. You should keep working on it. Come play with us one of these years.
Undergraduate
degree, took the audition, and won it, and is now part of the group.
Well, what we're going to do right now, Tim, is we're going to go to a piece that you, I don't know when you recorded it this time, but it's called Joshua, and we're going to play that, and then we'll come back and ask you some more questions. How's that?
Sounds great.
Great. Thank you. Whoa. Wow, Tim, that's a beautiful piece.
That'll get you up and moving this morning.
Hey, tell Tim, this has got everybody thinking now listening to that piece. It's a wonderfully orchestrated brass piece that's lively. Use that as a link to talk about how you guys do, what your vision is for doing the worship that you do in that format.
Well, obviously the piece we just played was Joshua, and obviously there were trumpets in the army that played and the walls came tumbling down. So God has good taste when it comes to brass in heaven, brass in his armies, and fused all the way through scriptures. And so we want to use brass to point people's hearts toward Jesus Christ. And that's,
amen,
that's our goal when we do the concerts. We do it in a creative way. We use parables, we use a story, you know, a kid's story, to get a message across, so you don't really realize you're having a sermon, but it's actually all the way through the concert.
Wow.
And then at the end, we want to point people's hearts to the only solution on this planet, and that's life through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we want to point people that way, and we have many people that bring friends who won't come to a church, but they'll come to a brass concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find faith there in as a part of the concert. In fact, we were up at a concert up in Rochester, New York, and there were some people at that church who had invited a doctor to come to the concert, and I knew nothing about this. This was years before before I ever met this man. But I remember my daughter was traveling with me, and she had a rash on her hand. And I asked the music director, hey, is there a doc who can take a look at this and tell me what medicine I need to get? So he said, oh, yeah, he's right here. So this doctor came over and took a look at my daughter's hand and said, hey, I have some free samples in my office. It's right around the corner. I'll just go get some and bring it back. So when he came back with this medicine, I said, well, let me pay you for it. I appreciate your help. We're kind of on tour, and it's kind of hard to get to a urgent care while we're on tour. He says, hey, you can't pay me, you changed my life. I said, I've never
wow.
met you before. He said, well, he said, some friends invited me to come to a brass concert 2 or 3 years ago. He says, because I was a trombone player in high school. And so I came to your concert and heard what you said about Jesus Christ. He said, I came to that same church 2 or 3 times afterwards and put my trust in Jesus Christ.
Oh. Praise God.
He said, so that concert changed me.
Wow.
And so he said, I want to say thank you to you for what you're doing and for pointing people to Jesus Christ, and it changed my life.
Wow. But praise the Lord. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's
Amen.
Bringing people to Christ.
Amen.
And you have a unique way. You and the others in the King's Brass have a unique way of doing that.
You're right. And I want to say also that, you know, brass, as far as the church, has been used for hundreds of years. And so we try to take some of those things that have been traditions of the church. One is to play antiphonally, half the group in the back, half the group in the front. Gabrielli did it way back in Florence, in the churches there, so we use that. Coming down the aisle playing. Well, that's been used in New Orleans as a part of a funeral procession that they use. It starts sad because they're sad for the person who's passed away, but it always ends with a happy Dixieland because the person who's passed away is having a great time in heaven. So
Amen.
That's been a part of the New Orleans church. We do things with brass and congregation. Well, that's been a part of the church for many, many years. In fact, the earliest brass ensemble in the United States is brass choir, which accompanied the congregational singing for the Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
So all those aspects of brass playing we always use in a concert because that's been traditions of the church for hundreds of years.
Wow, yes. Yeah, there's a tremendous history. It goes way back. And you're really, in part, you're continuing that tradition, but you're also bringing in some new things for today's audience, for today's listener.
Absolutely. We try to do it in a unique way, and so it's not just seven guys sitting on chairs. We It's all memorized. We move around. You never know where the King's Brass is coming from. It's kind of like a Blue Angels airline thing. We come from all sides, front and back.
Wow.
So it's always something new. We want to make sure that whatever we do is in a creative way, because God has unbelievable creativity in music and in what he does, and we want to show that in our concerts.
That's cool. I was going to ask you, I told you I'd ask you this question, Tim, before we went on the air. So I just want to give you an opportunity to say, what is something you always have wanted interviewers to ask you that we almost never ask?
that is a good question. You know, over the years, people have asked me a lot of questions.
Yeah.
What do they ask? I guess that's a hard one. I haven't thought of that one too much. But just I think the is that it's a very, you know, they don't ask too much about how the actual concerts happen.
Yeah.
What you do is different. And I would just say, pretty much what I said, that it's very creative, a very different kind of concert than you'll ever see. People have heard our recordings for years, and then will come to a concert and they go, wow. You know, you can't capture some of that on a CD, on a recording, on a video. It's just very different in a live concert. So we encourage people to come and experience it. A part of being a body of believers is to come and to be together, and to be together in worshiping Jesus Christ through music. So we encourage people to come, not just listen over the air, not just listen on a CD, but come and actually be a part of a live concert with the King's Brass.
Amen. And that's the difference. Karen, you have a question.
Yeah, Tim, you know, I came to the concert in Hope Sound, the last one that you did. I don't know if that was 2019. I'm not sure. Before COVID. And,
In fact, I think that was January of 2020 was the last time I think we were there, which was the last concert, last tour we did before COVID hit, and we had no concerts for 18 months. Things were pretty well shut down, and people didn't want brass instruments because they thought we were blowing COVID out of our belt. So,
you couldn't put a mask on your trumpets? I mean, come on.
That's what they were saying, so we didn't play at all, and we're glad to be playing again, and glad to be playing. This is our first Florida tour since the COVID.
Wow.
Well, I know, I'm, you know, excited to go again. I don't live far from there, and really that was the whole reason I went, and, you know, at the behest of somebody that you and I both know. And I did not know what to expect in your concert. And, you know, particularly, you know, that's not the type of music that I listen to. But when I went to that concert, I was absolutely blown away. My friend and I were just sitting there like, oh, my word, because we just didn't know what to expect. It was so entertaining. It was done with such excellence. And the anointing was amazing, you know, because the different variety of music that you play, you know, that you play hymns, there's contemporary music, you had the patriotic, and then you have the salute for the veterans, for, you know, which I'm a veteran, so that was particularly moving for me during that time, and it was just a beautiful experience, and I just want to encourage anyone who's in the area to go to that concert on this coming Saturday.
Amen. Yeah, you're going to be blessed. Beyond belief, you're going to be blessed. Before we have, our time's running out on the segment, Tim, but before we go, I wanted to mention again that we're talking about a concert on Saturday the 22nd, this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Hope Sound Bible College in Hope Sound, which is a great place for that to be. And the address is 11298 Southeast Gomez Avenue there in Hope Sound. But in addition to this, you have a couple other concerts in our listening area, right, Tim?
That is correct. Friday evening is at the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's right there on Federal Highway. You can't miss it. It's a wonderful place. It has this amazing pipe organ, big Rafati organ, where Diane Bish used to play there many years when D. James Kennedy was the pastor there. Now they, it's always a pleasure to be back there because the brass sounds great in that sanctuary. So that's Friday evening at 7:30. And then we have one other one, Sunday night up in Melbourne at the Central Baptist Church in Melbourne. So kind of at the top of the listening area there. And that's at 6 p.m. on Sunday night. I think you need to call. The Coral Ridge one is ticketed, so you have to get a ticket for that one. The one at Central Baptist Church is also free. They take up an offering, but it's a free concert and at 6 p.m. on Sunday night.
Praise the Lord. And, Tim, I can only tell you that, first of all, we want to tell people and encourage you, our listeners, to look more deeply into Tim and the King's Brass. And again, their website is kingsbrass.org. Right, Tim?
That's correct.
Kingsbrass.org. There's an address here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That is correct. The group is based out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, but nobody lives there. How's that?
You know, I've been there. You're right. No, that's not true.
I mean, it's a nice place, but I live down here in Fort Myers,
right.
And all the group members were spread out from North Dakota to Michigan to North Carolina, and we're Arkansas, South Carolina. So we're spread out around the country, but we come together and do these tours.
Wow.
So the office is Fort Wayne, but nobody else lives there. But I used to live there, so that's why the home office is there and the storage and other things we need to make the group work.
Well, and I just to say, I note in your bio that you, for many, many years, you have been teaching music as well as playing in, you're in the Annapolis Symphony Orchestra. You got your degree from the trumpet performance from the Peabody Conservatory of Music at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, Maryland.
That is correct.
And for 13 years, you chaired the music department at Grace College in Winona Lake, Indiana, which probably must be close to Fort Wayne.
Yes, it is. Very close to Fort Wayne, and Winona Lake is it was a wonderful year to work there at Grace College. I also worked at Taylor University and Indiana Wesleyan, all in the Indiana, not too far from Fort Wayne area. So I have lots of connections back to Indiana.
I can appreciate that. And of course, your greatest connection, which I'm witnessing to, is with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And you and your fellow band members in the King's Brass manage to share him richly and always. And I again encourage people to consider seriously seeing Tim and his crew there at Hope Sound Bible College this Saturday. Tim, our time is up, and I wish that we had another 2 hours, but you probably don't. So I'm grateful. Thank you so much for calling in, for being a part of our program. And listen, you know, from time to time, if you think of us, let us know how you're doing, because once we interview somebody, it's hard, you know, to not interview them again on Wednesday Live.
Hey, will do, and always great to be a part of your family there, of your radio listening family, and look forward to working together in the years to come.
Amen. We're going to end this segment with another one of the King's Brass tunes entitled Hosanna. God bless you, Tim, and your crew, and I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
Well, I almost cut off Chris Vogel there with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. My apologies, Chris. I was just so excited about coming back and being with our guests that are here in the studio. First of all, just to remind you, you were hearing Tim Zimmerman and the King's Brass playing that tune.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, right. I couldn't remember. But wonderful. And it's nothing like being there in person. I'm going to be there, God willing, Saturday, and a lot of other people. And that's, again, at Hope Sound.
It's really worth it. It's absolutely amazing.
That's the Hope Sound Bible College. And if anyone's just tuning in now and saying, what are they talking about? And if we can remember what we're talking about, you give us a call. Now we can do that. Call us at the radio station until 5 p.m. today and ask whoever answers the phone. I want to know more about the King's Brass concert at the Hope Sound Bible College this Saturday, and we'll give you all the information. It is free, but first come, first serve. There will be a love offering taken up. And but now we have, speaking of love, we have some prayers that Karen's going to lead us in.
Yes, we have a prayer request here from Javier and Martha. Mm. Javier is the owner of the Solis Roofing, and both he and Martha had had COVID in their home now, out of the hospital, recovering, but they still need prayer as they are not feeling their best yet. And their daughter also has a separate issue going on, which we don't know what that is, but let me just lift them up. So Father God, we lift up Javier and Martha. Lord God, we pray that you would do a complete healing in them, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you would that your healing balm would just flow through their bodies. Father, that you would heal them, set them free, and deliver them from any residual effects of COVID. Father, that you would touch them and strengthen them and restore them back to perfect health. We thank you, Lord, for doing that. And we just thank you. We just pray for their daughter, Jessica, whatever she has going on in her life, God. We just speak your peace over her. Father, and we just ask, God, that you would do your mighty works in her life. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And then you have another note there.
Yes, we had a note in the mail from Carolyn and Carol. It says, thank you for being there. We love you, and we will keep listening and praying for you. Have a most blessed new year. Cool. And we just thank you from Carolyn and Carol.
Thank you for that, Amen. Both of you. And just a tease you a little bit. In a minute or two, we're going to be going to our guests who are in the studio, and Barry and Laura, also Brooke, not also Brick. Yeah, probably was changed when your people came over from overseas. Ellis Island.
It was. It
yeah,
was.
Really.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
we carried a bunch of bricks.
Hey, I can see that, and I'll tell you what, you have a strong ministry, solid ministry. We're going to talk about that first. Though Ma and Pa have arrived, and so we have our, because Jonathan isn't here, the replacement narrator, Reginald Mashley Smythe, is here to lead us in an understanding of what they're going to be doing today. From time to time, when Ma and Pa are on the air with us, Pa has alluded to some tension he feels in the relationship with his mother-in-law. There are issues going back to before he and Ma got married. The passage of time has not necessarily diminished these issues. In these days, when Ma and Pa are both spending more time in prayer and the study of God's Word, it has come to Pa to do some spiritual exploration of his feelings for Ma's mother. He's decided to work deeply on making changes in his heart toward her. Today he's chosen to share this godly direction with Ma. As always, Pa cherishes her thoughts and wisdom. We hope that Paul will be able to see his desires for a reconciliation with his mother-in-law bearing fruit. He knows that he will need every bit of grace to make the appropriate changes because his 50-plus years knowing his mother-in-law have built up a lot of scars on his heart.
Say, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure do. By the look on your face, you need someone to talk to.
How can you tell? I mean, what do you see on my face, Ma?
Well, it's all scrunched up. Those furrows above your eyebrows look deep enough we can plant some corn in them. And then when you're troubled about something, your nostrils always wiggle.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, Ma. I've been deep in prayer these days, and the Lord done give me a calling that scares me half to death.
Oh, for goodness sake, Pa, what would the Lord tell you to do? It's got you acting like a frog on a hot plate.
Well, you see,
it would have to be something pretty scary, like having to evangelize an entire bar full of outlaw bikers.
Outlaw bikers don't scare me as much as what the Lord told me to do.
Well, I can't imagine what it is. Maybe it might get around to telling me sometime.
You know, they say that time heals all wounds, but that ain't always true. I've been struggling with this issue for well over 50 years.
If you don't cut the suspense and tell me what's eating at you, Pa, I swear I'm going to scream so loud that that wax is going to fly out of your ears.
Okay, Ma. It's like this. The Lord told me to reconcile with your mother.
That's it? I mean, that's all? And all this time I've been worried that God was putting you into danger. Pa, you can't get so dramatic on me over something as simple as that.
Simple? Simple? Why, Ma, reconciling with your mama is like the Japanese people reconciling with Godzilla.
Now listen, I know you believe that my mama don't like you, but she ain't ever thought or ever done anything bad concerning you, ever.
Well, what about that time right after we were married and she brought over cinnamon buns for breakfast? I bit into one and my head nearly caught on fire. She put habanero pepper flakes on my bun.
Pa, you know, she was so very sorry for that. She kept her habanero pepper flakes next to the cinnamon on that spice rack. And you know she can't see too good, so she just made a mistake.
Well, maybe. But what about that time we were over for Christmas dinner, and she asked me to help in the kitchen? I was reaching into the cooked turkey to remove the stuffing, and she jammed a big old fork right through my hand.
Again, Pa, she can't see too good. Although that particular time you might have just offended her.
Offended her? How?
Well, you know my mama's proud of her stuffing, and while you had your hand in that turkey, you were saying how mushy it was. My mama don't make mushy stuffing.
So she did it on purpose. I thought so.
Listen, you got her mad with your unkind remark about her stuffing, and then she got flustered. Believe me, Pa, if she had meant to stick that fork in you, your hand was not what she would have been aiming for.
Okay, so what about that time a couple of years ago we wanted to help her jumpstart her car? You remember what almost happened to me?
Again, that was not intentional on her part. When you got the car started so quick, it startled her, and she accidentally put it in gear.
And nearly ran me over. As it was, I had a bruise on my stomach with that Chevy bow tie emblem. It didn't go away for a month. And I nearly got into a fight with old Howie Blathermont down at the gym.
A fight? Over what, for goodness sake?
Well, old Howie, he's a Ford man. He takes his brand loyalty seriously. I had to thwack him in the nose with a wet towel to get him to back off. So I put that on your mama, too.
Pa, looks to me like you got a lot of unsupported conjecture in your attitude.
I ain't got no conjecture, Ma. The eye doctor done took care of that a long time ago.
Pa, that's conjunctivitis. And I gotta tell you, you're still not seeing real good from a spiritual perspective.
Well, that gets us back to what got this whole conversation started. That the Lord told me to reconcile with her, but Ma, I don't know where to begin.
Well, why not just start by sitting down with her and apologizing for all those years you ain't tried to get close to her? Then you ask her what you need to ask forgiveness for, and be willing to stay for a while so she can properly give you a list. Then you tell her what you need to forgive her for.
Well, it sure sounds simple when you lay it out, Ma. But, you know, in real life, nothing ain't simple. I mean, I believe what you said is a good idea and all, but maybe I should practice first.
Practice?
Yeah, you know, like doing a dry run. pretending she's sitting down with me, but she ain't there, just so I can get the words right.
Well, that sounds reasonable, Paul. I'd be happy to pretend to be my mama so you can do that.
You know, I was thinking more of our cow.
Our cow?
Well, yeah, you know, she's always available, and unlike you, she'll listen without giving an opinion.
You know, you're on the brink of getting me real mad at you. I should be offended by what you just said.
I'm sorry, Ma. What I meant is our cow won't do anything that might make me start thinking in the wrong direction.
What? You're afraid I'm going to do that?
Well, I'm not afraid of... look, I guess I just said the wrong thing.
Oh, you're way past saying the wrong thing. You're already headed into the place where married men usually spend several nights on the living room sofa.
Oh, man. Now I need to reconcile with you before I can even get close to working with your mother.
Look, let's just back away from what we've been talking about. I'll just encourage you to pray deeply before you make any appointment with my mama to work out your issues.
I'm sorry, Ma. This whole business has got me so flummoxed. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, I already done forgave you, Pa. And if you truly want to reconcile with my mama, I believe she'll forgive you, too.
I sure hope so.
But listen real close to what I'm about to say. If you want your meeting with her to be successful, don't tell her you tried out your reconciliation effort on our cow. Mama would not take kindly to being compared with a cow.
Well, Pa's experience points out just how difficult it can be for people to work on healing broken relationships. We love to be complimented, but whenever we have to speak of our personal feelings or seek forgiveness because of them, the challenge can be frightening. In Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus explains what he has just told his disciples in the Lord's Prayer about forgiveness. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness is a vital action in our Christian lives. When we forgive, we participate in God's work in a powerful way, and it brings us into an unbreakable union with God and our fellow Christians. If you have become estranged from someone, why not ask God for his power to heal that broken relationship today? Well, and that's word from the farm, Ma and Pa.
That's right.
Now I want to shift right over to Barry and Laura Alsobrook with Taken TV. Wonderful friends of this ministry, and always got something new that God's doing, right?
Yes, there's always exciting things going on at Taken Network.
I can see on your face.
Yes, man. Yes, yes. We're excited. We're getting ready to launch a new music channel, which will... we'll be bringing on artists from all across the country to for interviews, music videos, playlists that will all be available in the morning for praise and worship. We're also looking into doing home praise and worship concerts that we'll be recording on a weekly basis. So some pretty exciting cool stuff coming there. We're actually looking for artists. So if you're an up-and-coming artist and would like to get in touch with us and possibly get your material and stuff on our network, give us a call, 727-422-4374, or email me at barryeps@gmail.com. Also, another thing that we have starting is our sports network. We're working on that, and it'll be all Christian sports. We are going to be partnering with another network out of Texas, Ram Sports, who carry a lot of the Christian colleges and stuff, athletics. So they'll be partnering with us and some other universities and stuff that we'll be forming. And we're also looking for help on that. If you have an event or would like to get involved with that, please contact us. Let us know. And in another exciting thing, we have actually launched the Women's Whole Worth Network. That's a part of Taken Network. It's a women's channel produced by women for women. And it's actually on Taken Network now with quite a few shows. And so we're excited with that.
There's a rich variety of things.
Yes.
And we connected, what, about 2 years ago?
It's probably been close to that, I guess, now.
And from that point, when you were just getting started, I mean, you had a few things. But till now, look, I mean, the rich opportunities to go to Taken Network, and by the way, tell our listeners how they can get to see all these wonderful programs?
Well, first you can get us on our web app, which is at takennetwork.tv, or you can reach us on your Roku. Just type in a search for Taken Network. You can get us on Apple TV the same way. Search for Taken Network on both mobile apps for Android and Apple. So you can reach us there, Taken Network. And so there's so many ways you can watch our network. Another thing that I forgot to mention is today we spoke with some individuals from the Mike Lindell from MyPillow, and they're going to be sponsoring stuff and helping us start our own shopping network.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So Taken Network will also carry a shopping network where people can buy from all American made items and you know, Christian companies and all that you
that
want to support.
Is so cool.
And
Karen is and auditioning now.
And we have just hired Karen.
Karen, she'll be the
first Vanna White.
The Vanna White audition, right? Just first, she did a good job.
Hand model and
yeah. I think she did. That you know. Now, this is something we've been so excited to recognize that in these days, for such a time as this, that God is moving, especially in the media platforms. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about radio, of course, and TV. And I would like, because of what you're doing, I mean, it under the umbrella of Taken TV, there's a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
And my wife and I joined many other Christians just getting really frustrated with the horrible offerings that are available on commercial TV. And not only that, but they're not God-honoring. They go in the opposite direction, actually. But now here... and I guess this is I'm not gonna articulate the vision that you have on the tip of your tongue, but would you speak to that, Barry?
Sure. It is our mission at Taken TV to create a platform, a free streaming platform. You don't have to pay for movies, mm-hmm. faith-based movies, documentaries, cooking shows. One of the exciting shows that I'm working on right now, trying to get put together, is a Christian fishing show. Actually, so I'm looking for we've talked to some people with you know who may help us with it, but you know nothing's definite. But looking for somebody, if you have a boat and would like to participate in that, it might be something that we could talk about. But it's a show where we take. Christian celebrities, Christian, you know, people that are maybe more known in the Christian community, and take them out fishing. And basically, it's all about the testimony. They tell us something, and while they have some fun fishing. That's what that's all about. And again, that'll be on our sports network once we launch that. So it's pretty exciting. With that, our team at Taken is dedicated to, you know, finding new talent, new creative people out there, and have them partner with us to go on this journey. We're not just Taken. It's not just us. We're looking to collaborate with people, with many people, Christians from all around the world, to create this network. Mm. It's not just going to be located here in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Right.
It's going to be all over the world. We're going to have material coming in that's for the young, the old, the in-between, for every interest. Like I said, fishing to football to whatever it might be, to cooking to movies, documentaries, all that is going to be available. Oh. So we just need people to help fund it and help us get it going.
Yeah, we need to mention to our listeners, because we're all about building up the kingdom of God, and that, you know, you were talking about that. You're not saying we want to exalt Taken TV above and beyond everybody else. No, what you're saying is we want to be a part of what the body of Christ is being called to do in the world today. And this is kind of antithetical to the business mind, you know, the worldly business mind is, I'm going to get mine, and, you know, if I get part of yours, that's okay too, and, you know, because I'm... But it's a way of saying, you know, we trust God for the resources, and God will provide, no matter how many other people we're partnering with. Everybody gets blessed. And that's the exciting thing about saying you're part of that.
And we know then God has already blessed you. I mean, look at what we just compared from 2 years ago to today.
Absolutely.
All the things under your umbrella. And I really encourage people to really step forward and look and see what Taken TV offers for you. You may never return to commercial TV again, you know. And if you've left and don't know where to go, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
So, well, okay, you had something you were going to say. I heard a rapid intake of breath. I'm a trained interviewer.
I think I just wanted to say again that we're looking for the community. We're looking for the Christian community to help us in any yeah. way, to be a part of us, not to exalt us, but to yeah. exalt the Lord.
Amen.
That's our mission, to be a light to this world in the entertainment industry. Whatever we do as far as movies, TV shows, all that, we want to be a light.
Amen.
We want to be a light in what we show.
On the website, which I'll ask you to repeat again, is there a way to donate?
Yes, there is. Yes.
Okay.
Right on the website. They can donate.
What's that website
through
again?
PayPal. It's takennetwork.tv.
Takennetwork.tv.
Yeah.
I encourage our listeners, pray about, as we always ask, and we do fundraising, you know, pray about what does God want you to do to advance the kingdom through Taken TV?
Amen.
Got a plan. He's going to touch some people's hearts. Are you listening? And if so, then how generous does God want you to be? Because God's going to be more generous with you.
Amen.
So we're just so excited. This was, by the way, a godsend. You probably have already perceived that your being here today is Holy Spirit-led. You know, you were just going to come by to do a couple of things and hear, because it's important for people to hear what God is doing, you know, and to see, get a larger vision of what's happening. This is coming against, you know, I want to say real quick, folks, we're all frustrated by what we see going on in the world. We know where it's coming from. It's not God. It's the enemy. And seems like he's gained great ground. But you know what? God always wins. God's winning in the spiritual. We're going to see that in the natural. And one of the ways we're seeing that is media platforms like Taken TV that God is blessing and anointing to bring a godly message and good entertainment, just good, heartfelt, wonderful, truly wholesome entertainment.
Yes, yes. Again, the vision of Taken Network is to educate, evangelize, and to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Yes.
In fact, sometimes it's the entertainment factor that gets the Word of God find a deeper place.
Yes.
You know, when Ma and Pa come to visit, it's a moral, it's like a little morality play, right? But people get more of the message because hopefully they're laughing.
Yeah.
We haven't had any desiccated fruit being thrown at the building, so I guess they're pretty much happy with that. Laura, we got about a minute or two, minute and a half. Anything you want to say, dear, before we depart?
Well, I'm always there supporting Barry, and this network is it's an amazing effort.
Mm.
And we certainly appreciate all of you out there that can help us along, and if you know, this is going to be a really good network for everyone.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But thank you. I just didn't want you to go this whole time and not having said anything. Yeah, I know you're quiet. You have a lot of great thoughts going on, and I wanted to hear some of them. And maybe actually, if the truth be told, is you tell Barry stuff, and then he gets credit for it? Is that
Sometimes.
He's nodding his head. No, they're both wonderfully smart and anointed children of God, and they're doing a great thing for God. And I want to thank you. We have a little about a minute. So any last words, Barry, before we go?
Yeah, just get out of the box that you're in and just explore and try new types of Christian entertainment. There are other places to watch Christian movies, and there's a place called Pure Flix, which has some great Christian movies. You know, experience what the talented there's amazing talent out there as far as producers, directors, actors right now producing content for the faith-based community, and explore that, look at that, you know, pay attention to it, because these people are giving their life, it's their ministry, and that's, again, that's the part of the vision of taking network to